Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The third Sunday of Advent.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The desert and the parched land will exult. The steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers and rejoice with joyful song. The glory of Lebanon will be given to them, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the hands that are feeble. Make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication. With divine recompense, he comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag. Then the tongue of the mute will sing. Those whom the Lord has ransomed will return and enter Zion singing, crowned with everlasting joy. They will meet with joy and gladness. Sorrow and mourning will flee. A few years ago, I had the joy of researching and presenting a women's morning of reflection all about the four St. Teresas: St. Teresa of Avila, St. Therese of Lisieux, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, and Mother Teresa, now St. Teresa of Calcutta. I've been walking with these inspiring women as my companions ever since. As I was reflecting on today's reading from Isaiah, Mother Teresa's beautiful, joyful face was smiling in my imagination. Mother Teresa's work in the slums of Calcutta was hard. She and her missionaries of charity vowed to serve the poorest of the poor, but rejected by everyone else, too poor to afford shelter or food, and too sick for the hospital. And yet, she worked and served with joy. She said, "Let us always meet each other with a smile, for the smile is the beginning of love." I could tell Mother Teresa's stories all day long, but I think this one in particular is meaningful for today's reading from Isaiah. As soon as she opened her home for the dying next to an old Hindu temple, there was an uproar. Rumors circulated that she was there to convert people to Christianity and that she was administering last rites to the dying and burying them as Christians. The police commissioner and chief medical officer of Calcutta went to investigate. Listen to what they found. As they entered, they saw Mother Teresa hunched over a figure whose face was a large gaping wound. With the help of a pair of tweezers, she was pulling out maggots from the raw flesh. The stench was unbearable. They heard her say to the patient, "You say a prayer in your religion, and I will say a prayer as I know it. Together, we will say this prayer, and it will be something beautiful for God." When Mother Teresa noticed the officials, she offered to show them the work. The police officer had tears in his eyes. He said, "There is no need, Mother." Turning to the crowd outside, he said, "Yes, I will send this woman away, but only after you have persuaded your mothers and sisters to come here and do the work she is doing. This woman is a saint." Isaiah writes that the desert will bloom with flowers and rejoice with joyful song. I wonder if the person Mother Teresa was caring for felt like that desert, with her joyful, patient, unflinching care, causing his soul to bloom and rejoice. I wonder if he united his prayer to hers, and indeed created something beautiful and joyful for God. After her death, the world learned a little bit about Mother Teresa's interior life that I think a lot of people found surprising. She spent most of the last decades of her life in a dark night of the soul. Like St. John of the Cross, St. Therese of Lisieux, and others, she was plagued by doubt and feelings of being abandoned by God. How difficult it must have been for her to continue with her difficult work while feeling such darkness. I wonder if she prayed with the words of Isaiah, "Strengthen the hands that are feeble, make firm the knees that are weak, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not." I imagine God doing just that as Mother Teresa took another deep breath and continued her work. Perhaps Mother Teresa's most favorite quote is, "We can do no great things, only small things with great love." As we enter into the last weeks of Advent, and approach the joy of the Christmas season. Let's pour that great love and joy into all of our encounters, and together create something beautiful for God.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.